you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
It's now time for news headlines with Molly on a Big Party Show on Channel 94.1.
Search teams have returned to an area where federal agents spent hours last week trying to find a missing University of Iowa student, Molly Tibbetts.
Okay.
Investigators combed through ditches near a pig farm yesterday, hoping to find some clue to her disappearance. A red shirt reportedly was found nearby. Tibbetts worked at a daycare where employees wear red shirts. The 20-year-old was last seen more than 2 weeks ago when she went out on an evening run. She sent a Snapchat message to her boyfriend a couple of hours later. Tibbetts had been staying at her boyfriend's home in Brooklyn, about 60 miles east of Des Moines. She was taking care of his dogs while he was away working.
All right, so she's still missing? Is that the deal?
Yeah, she's still missing. It's a big reward, but we're all saying prayers. But those are all very cryptic things.
Yeah.
Finding a shirt and searching a pig farm.
So authorities are expected to give an update again this morning. The reward has been up to $175,000. For any information leading to the it's called the Home Safe Reward Fund, and it was established through a local bank. Apple is officially worth $1 trillion, the first American company to do so. The tech giant stock briefly hit the $207.05 per share price to bring it to this milestone. It's great news considering about 20 years ago, Apple teetered on the edge of bankruptcy in 1997. Its stock trading at less than a dollar. Had to borrow $150 million from Microsoft and rehire exiled co-founder Steve Jobs, and now they're worth $1 trillion.
Yeah, the CBS Morning Show is interviewing people who sold their stocks.
Oh, boy.
Years ago.
Are they crying?
Probably.
Breaking down, you know, what it was worth. What's the Apple stock now, though? That's the brand, so you got to figure out. What is the Apple stock of tomorrow today?
Jeez, I don't know. That's what you got to find out.
Try to get in on those early releases.
So
the nation's top security officials are once again saying that Russia is working to interfere in our midterm elections this November. The White House yesterday, the director of the National Intelligence Agency said that Russia is involved in a pervasive influence campaign and that Russia intends to undermine America's democratic values. FBI Director Chris Wray noted that Russia's meddling in the 2016 presidential election and warned that the threat is ongoing. Pope Francis says that the death penalty is never justified. In a new policy published yesterday, the Pope dramatically altered the Catholic Church's stance on capital punishment by deeming it inadmissible. Before now, church policy allowed the death penalty in some cases if, as the policy put it, it was the only practicable way to defend the lives of human beings effectively against the aggressor. Pope Francis says that the church will now work to see that capital punishment is abolished worldwide. And people living near a dam in Lynchburg, Virginia are being told to move to higher ground. Evacuations were ordered after authorities warned that a nearby dam is in danger of failing. They say that the dam is overflowing on the brink of failure because of heavy rainfall. And if it does break, parts of Lynchburg, Virginia would be under 17 feet of water in a matter of minutes.
This is not the Lynchburg that makes the Jack Daniels.
Yes.
Different
Thank
place.
Goodness. Woo. Omaha's Henry Doley Zoo announcing a new exhibit, a $22.5 million sea lion habitat project. It's called the Owen Coastal Shores Habitat, and it'll be a Pacific Northwest theme exhibit that is set to be open by 2020. So it will feature natural boundaries. It'll house sea lions and brown pelicans. They're saying this $22.5 million project construction is expected to start in the fall.
They just keep adding stuff to it, man. It's like every time they announce an exhibit, I'm like, is there even room to shoehorn something else?
I was going to say, it's like they're not expanding.
It's awesome. What a zoo we have.
I know. It's just unbelievable. NASA is going to introduce the astronauts who are going to make the first space flights on commercial rockets today. The first commercial astronauts could be in space as early as next spring. So spring 2019.
Would you guys be in shock if they announced my name?
Yes.
And I surprised you guys.
As what? Mm-hmm.
As an astronaut.
How would that happen?
I don't know.
There we go.
See? The end. Well, I'm just wondering if you would be shocked.
I would be shocked.
Question. Okay.
Yep. Very shocked. Very just stunned.
Do you think you have the right stuff? I mean, think how quickly you would fail the test. Like, you've seen the movie The Right Stuff. They have to go through a montage.
I would fail the test. When they spin you around?
Where they have to blow and keep a ping pong ball elevated between two lines, remember, by exhaling?
I don't have enough lung capacity to keep that very long. That's just got to be amazing to go up there. I'm just, you know, it's just fascinating.
The views from space. So SpaceX is working on the Crew Dragon rocket, and that could be testing a launch in November. And everything goes smoothly, then they'll launch it again with the crew on board come April. But
I mean, they
NASA's
really should
relying.
Should be rock stars. I mean, can you guys name a single astronaut other than Clayton Anderson?
Well, Armstrong.
I mean, a current
one. No, I couldn't. I wish I could.
And that's the thing is that we think of who we think are rock stars in our society, like the Kardashians are the biggest deal in the world because I saw them on Instagram.
And what the hell have they seen? And what have they risked?
And then you introduce an astronaut, and most kids are like, "So,
yeah." It's sad.
It's like people who have gone into space.
And there's only a few, you know.
And they didn't get picked it because they were hot.
Oh, well, they had to earn it.
They had to pass a bunch of tests.
They didn't go, look at the butt on that man. Let's put him up there in space.
That would be interesting, a space program that was based on people with great butts.
His butt is going to look amazing
and
in zero gravity.
And it's constantly like this. The astronauts are always getting lost in space and screwing up. Like, maybe we should change the parameters other than great butts.
No.
But I'm sure that's where our society is going. In the future, the space program was built entirely on how hot you were and how big your ass was.
Bow!
The first spaceman that ever did a spacewalk was a Russian. The first time they ever did, you know, where they opened the door, they were in space, but they had never left the module. The first Russian to ever do it, they didn't know if he would die instantly.
Okay.
That's how brave all of those original astronauts were. Most of them thought there was a good chance they would die.
Mm-hmm.
The first spaceman that ever stepped out into orbit, he got out there and he did a spacewalk.
It is totally.
He didn't die.
Space unknown.
And he was floating and he did all of his awesome stuff. But the early, you know, they didn't know any of this stuff. So when he got into space, his spacesuit expanded. For whatever reason, filled with air, whatever expanded. He almost couldn't get back in. There's almost like a guy with a big butt couldn't fit in the door.
Couldn't fit.
The other Russian inside had to yank it. They had to squeeze him in.
Oh, God, it's even more
barely
terrifying.
Got in.
Oh, wow.
I thought they were going to have to leave him out there. Could you imagine how awkward that would be?
It's like
your butt's too big.
Your cosmonaut friend has to be like, I cannot fit you in. I have to leave you in space.
Shut the door and he's
and
out
believe
there.
Me, the Russians would have told him, leave him.
Yeah, probably.
Leave him. His butt is too large.
I guess there was a first time for everything up there when you know, back in the day, in the beginning. I think about that. I mean, when we've jumped out of a plane before, and you have to step out. The step out is the hardest thing ever, but to think that you're going to die.
When the pilot turns to you and goes,
done it before?
Open the door. It's probably the scariest thing I've ever done.
Me too.
Open the door. And you're like, okay.
I don't wanna.
And you open the door.
And it's like.
And it opens up and the guy goes, immediately. They
get
know
out.
That you have to move now before fear starts talking.
Get out.
And the guy goes, get out. And you're like, can I wait a minute?
No.
That is the best part about skydiving. It's stepping out of the plane.
Yes.
The fall is nothing.
That's nothing. I still have it in my head because you jumped first and I had to sit and watch because I was too terrified. The look on your face was like, oh my, what are we doing?
I just remember thinking,
I just remember thinking,
we got to move now.
Yeah.
Like you have to move past logic. So think how the iron balls on the first dude.
That
to jump
out.
And step into space. And they're like, Gennady, we don't know if you might die immediately. Go. Open door.
Get out.
And then you get out there and you're like, I'm alive. It's working.
Well, now
you
we can't
play
in.
And fly in space. And then you go to get back in.
You don't fit.
And you don't fit.
Terrifying. God bless those people. People stop paying attention to those Kardashians.
Kardashians.
Man.
Astronauts are the real heroes.
Wow.
Well, science is also working on another dangerous area, and you don't have to go to space to see it. The Bermuda Triangle.
What's there?
People believe for a long time, you know, there's always the mystery around it. Is it, you know, UFOs, sea monsters? People go in, they never come out.
Mm-hmm.
It's also known as Devil's Triangle. Well, they're saying that it has to do with the weather system there, that these huge rogue waves that could possibly happen between Miami, Bermuda, and Puerto Rico could cause such severe weather conditions that it's responsible for sinking these boats.
That's what they think all mysterious sinkings are now. It's okay. The rogue wave theory that just swallows it. But so I'm down with that. That makes sense. But what would explain why all the planes go down in the Bermuda Triangle? Remember, it's not just boats. It's a lot of planes.
It's a lot of planes. I think it's a magnetic force of some sort that... That disrupts the planes of some sort, you know.
They're talking about 100-foot rogue waves, so I don't know if somehow that would screw with somebody trying to fly through.
I don't know.
Depends on saying the wave would hit a plane 100 feet.
No, I'm
like
saying I don't know.
10,000-foot wave, right?
That it would what affect what you're flying?
Right. That the weather conditions that would cause a 100-foot wave would also somehow impact whatever air quality would be somebody was trying to fly through. I'm saying, what kind of storm would you need to have in order to churn up like tsunami-like waves like that?
I mean,
that would be my question.
Go on YouTube and just put in rogue wave. And, you know, it
rogue
seems
wave.
Like they're finally capturing more of these on camera. And these are ones where boats survive them. But you see, you know, massive ships hit these waves that just...
Yeah.
You know, it's a huge super tanker, so it's big enough to take these massive waves. But if you were a smaller boat, you get it, that it would swamp the boat. You disappear.
Down.
Well, one
under.
Of the famous ones is this USS Cyclops. It was a ship that disappeared back in 1918, had 306 people on board. But they say the way it was constructed would have made it roll really easily if it had been hit with one of these waves in any possible way. It had a flat bottom.
What a creepy name for a boat. The
USS
Cyclops with its flat old lady butt bottom.
That's what happens.
They say a rogue wave of 50 feet would have been enough to
take that thing
knock
down.
That thing down. Yeah, because it just wasn't built for that kind of... It's kind of interesting that the Bermuda Triangle still peaks. People's like, what happens in that area that makes it so stinking crazy? That is your news update on Omaha's number one hit music station, Channel 94.1.
The Big Party Morning Show, Channel 94.1.
It's going to be hot.
Yeah, 95 degrees, man. I'd hit the pool if you can. Or get out and enjoy a little bit of a... Enjoy the weather, because it does change here and there. All
did
right,
you get winded? Like, out of breath.
Yeah, I just ate a...
How did you get winded from eating? Like, I'm sitting next to you. We've been talking about the Bermuda Triangle, and then now you're out of breath.
I don't know.
Did you leave and come back really quick, and we just didn't even notice?
That hurt me.
You didn't. I just watched you get winded eating a hog wild sandwich.
I didn't really get winded. I just took a deep breath because it was just so damn delicious. It was the best sandwich. Like, all right, Tony from Hog Wild stops in every Friday.
Tony Mangiello.
Yeah, I love the guy, and he makes me a specific sandwich for me because I love the hot links. But this time... This is a fat guy talking.
It's not a Carolina?
No, it's not a Carolina what he made me today. It's got the hot links in there, and it's got some beef, I think brisket in it at the same time with barbecue sauce. He's never done that before, and so I gobbled it down as fast as I can. It's like, that's the reason why I'm winded, because I'm like, oh my God, it's so good, I can't stop eating it.
You're just chomping down the swallow,
Oh, yeah.
So if people ever think barbecue's, like, if you think, like a day like today, it's like, ooh, it's too hot for barbecue, like hot barbecue.
Hey, Tony.
Order the Carolina. It's like a little bit of warm and a little bit of cool. He puts some cool coleslaw on top of a barbecue brisket sandwich.
Yeah.
And you get that crunch of the coleslaw.
And the coolness of the coleslaw.
The coolness of it on that barbecue.
It's two things that are mixed together. I don't understand how that works. But it is. The Carolina. But yeah, anyway, I was starving. So I ate it as fast as I can.
Snickers that you ate right before bedtime wasn't cutting it.
No one knows about that yet. But
Tony was letting us know, though. He's giving away sandwiches tomorrow at our buddy's car wash. So some friends of ours are opening a car wash tomorrow at 84th and Giles. It's Rocket Car Wash, speedy quick. This is like the mother of all car washes, and the grand opening is tomorrow. 84th and Giles.
Okay.
Tomorrow at 8 a.m. They're doing stuff with Scare Away Cancer. They're donating 50% of every Rocket Wash sold for the day, and a ton of giveaways. Tony from Hog Wild is going to be there at 11, giving away free sliders.
Okay.
So go get your car washed.
Get a slider.
Get a free slider, like the UNO cheer team's there.
Ooh.
And they're going to give away a ton of prizes. So if you need a car wash, go check out the all-new Rocket Car Wash at 84th
Do you wash your car often?
You know me. I thought about it. I'm like, we need to go over and see Brian and those guys and get my car washed. My car is so dirty. It hasn't been washed in probably...
I couldn't remember
the last time I washed it.
Yeah.
And I thought about that, too. I'm like, I'm almost too embarrassed.
You embarrassed?
You embarrassed?
I'm too embarrassed to go bring it over there because they're going to be like, you know.
Buddy. The most embarrassing thing, and I think when it comes to cars, when you take it in to get it, like, detailed.
Because they do that. Yeah.
Yes. That's really
When was the last time you got your car detailed?
Oh, it's been a long time.
Long time.
Much as washed. Long time. I don't know
really
why.
That Jeep? You take care of that Jeep's pretty much.
It doesn't carry dirt. I don't know. Right now I got cow manure all over it, but that's different. So I'm leaving it on there just for a little bit of flavor.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. No question of why there's cow manure on the Jeep.
Didn't you take it camping?
Yeah.
I was going to say.
Yeah, he got lost.
There you go.
He let his GPS lead him astray.
Could have led me right into the lake, and I probably would have just followed it at that point, thinking you guys are down there. So, yeah. But, yeah, get it washed.
Like an Uber driver.
I need to get it washed.
Looking down at your Google Maps as you drive into a lake.
It was so stupid. I was meeting up with these guys, and for some reason... It took me, we're out in Ogallala by Lake McConaughey, and for some reason it took me off the path, way off the path, onto like a farm road, Molly.
Uh-huh.
And I'm driving and I see other car trails that have been on it. I'm thinking, all right, these guys must be down there. And I'm looking at the GPS thing and it said 7 miles. I'm like, 7 miles, okay. And as I'm going, and there's no way of turning around at this point. There's cow manure everywhere, so I'm just spraying the car, and I'm driving through ditches and all this stuff. I actually, it was the first time I was happy that I've really had put this thing in the four-wheel drive.
The first time in your life that you were happy?
It's that, too.
Getting lost was the first time you were happy?
Oh, gosh.
I was finally happy.
Yeah, I was happy, you know. But anyway, I got to get the manure off eventually.
The Big Party Morning Show. Channel 994.1.
Get your Taco Fest tickets. It's tomorrow. Starts at 11. Tom Hennepin Park right there across the river, right there in Iowa. It's going to be a blast. I want to see you all there. If you're interested in what's going on there, it's an event. It's huge. It's tacos. There's Sir Mix-a-Lot, a Sublime tribute band, which I can't wait to see. Just go to channel94.com, all right?
What you just described almost sounds like a Stefan segment on SNL. Remember Stefan? Taco Fest. We'll have tacos, small dogs, Sir Mix-a-Lot. It's an eclectic collection of 20 taco restaurants. We're all going to be there.
Yeah, we will.
Lucha Libre wrestlers with their faces covered. Sir Mix-a-Lot, Chihuahuas, and tacos.
Omaha's and that one guy from Chips.
Hottest,
just to throw in the weirdest thing.
Taco Fest. I would think Sir Mix-a-Lot seems
taco
like the weirdest
fest.
Thing.
Yeah.
It is kind of an odd one, yes.
All right, just go to channel94.com. Save yourself
Chris
some cash.
Pratt has introduced...
Nope. What?
You just said no.
I know.
Okay.
All right.
Go on, Molly.
Mm-hmm.
What's the no for?
We don't know. Go on.
Don't worry about it.
Chris Pratt has introduced Katherine Schwarzenegger to his 5-year-old son. Things are said to be getting serious and that they're spending almost every day together. So back in June, Chris Pratt was spotted having like a nice little picnic with Katherine Schwarzenegger. She is the daughter of Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Is she big?
Is she
like all roped out, like can bench press a ton of stuff? Like, yeah, I'm your girlfriend.
Like, she looks like her mom.
She looks like Maria Shriver.
Right. I mean, body-wise, she resembles her mother. But then, like, a face sort of... she doesn't straight up look, like, Shriver-esque. But, she's a slight little lady.
That would be great if she spoke with that same
type. She talked like him.
Yeah.
Hey, Chris Pratt, I'm 10 years younger than you. I'm your girlfriend. I'm right here.
Little intimidating to the 5-year-olds.
I think so. Mm-hmm.
Jack starts
honey,
crying.
Honey, don't shout at him. You're much larger. He's 39. She's 28.
Yeah.
Robbing the cradle.
Mm-hmm. They're getting serious.
Demi Lovato has agreed to go to rehab following her recent drug overdose. She's expected to be released from the hospital any day now and is said to be heading to an unnamed facility. More reports, still no word on what she overdosed on earlier
this month. I think her friend
said
they were doing cocaine all weekend long. You know, they were partying.
Uh-huh. Probably a mixture of that.
You know, it wasn't like she was just doing this alone. She was partying with friends.
Yeah. Yes, she was
so,
with people.
A lot of her party friends were like, we feel bad. So she's going to kind of have to get new friends.
Mm-hmm.
Like, leave that party crowd.
Yeah, her bodyguard was the one that sort of is responsible for...
finding her?
Filling the breach. No, her assistant was the one that sort of... It sounds like her assistant found her, and then the bodyguard showed up, and thankfully he did first aid until the paramedics arrived.
He came running they were in like Kevin Costner.
He's like, yes, finally.
Was that your Kevin Costner?
Yes.
Yeah, finally. I remember that scene in Dancing with Wolves. Yeah,
that's more
finally.
Like John Travolta. It worked.
Yay. I mean, Costner.
I can't do Kevin Costner.
Anyway, well, we hope the best for Demi.
Yeah. Ariana Grande, Shawn Mendes, those are just two of the artists that have been announced as performers at this year's MTV Video Music Awards, which are coming up later this month. As we get closer, more and more big stars will be added to the lineup. The other thing is that Logic is going to team up with One Republic frontman Ryan Tedder on a new collaboration called One Day. So each of the three performers are also nominated for awards this year. The MTV Video Music Awards are going to air live from Radio City Music Hall in New York City on August 20th. New in theaters this weekend, Ewan McGregor is Christopher Robin. It is interesting. It's like he's grown up and lost his way when Winnie the Pooh and Piglet and all the rest show up. Looks very sweet.
Was that one of you guys' shows growing up, Winnie the Pooh?
Yeah,
the
but
movie
I guess I don't remember it.
Yeah, with Tigger.
Winnie the Pooh. Tiger. Also, Eighth Grade, which is showing. It's a first-time director, Bo Burnham.
Okay.
And people are raving about
it.
If you've got young girls, this is like a really sweet coming-of-age movie of like kind of what they're going through right now. The paper says it's a high-minded look at life in middle school.
Okay.
Eighth Grade. They give it an A.
All right.
First-time director has really been able to capture the struggles of a young teenage girl that's... Elsie Fisher is adorable. That's the rave movie people are saying.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. And then there's also the comedy, The Spy Who Dumped Me, stars Mila Kunis and Kate McKinnon as best friends. And it's a comedy girl adventure.
Eighth grade. That sounds like that would be tough, I guess, to watch if you have a child that's in the eighth grade. And I guess you go through all those things in eighth grade. I mean, you know, you're before high school and it's got to just be a moment for a girl. And change. I mean, it just seems like a difficult time. Yeah, I don't know.
I've got eighth grade nephews that are going to be freshmen next year. It's hard to tell what's going on inside their head because a lot of them, we don't know. Mm-hmm. You know, they're kind of quiet. I mean, all the eighth graders I know are good, healthy kids. But that's the bit of this movie is that she's very shy in school. And she's voted like quietest girl. But she has this online persona that is really gregarious. She does these, in the movie, she does these YouTube informational clips. She gives advice online about being yourself and stepping out of your comfort zone.
And
meanwhile,
in
her eighth grade class, they've deemed her, voted her most quiet.
Okay.
And I think you see that with this generation of kids, that there's their online profile because they kind of all live...
On their phones and
on the internet.
Yeah.
So the social skills are a little harder. Have you ever noticed them?
No, I notice them.
How uncomfortable they get around adults. Some of them.
And
it's not their fault. Remember?
It's not.
It sounds like we bag on young people or millennials or whatever the latest generation. It's sort of our fault.
Yes.
This is how we raised them.
Yeah.
It's your fault, Molly. You have kids. How dare you?
I know. Mm-hmm. I didn't want to say it because she thinks I always pick on her. But no.
Well, you do. But
you do.
Carrie Underwood and Brad Paisley are coming back as co-hosts of the CMA Awards in November. So they're going to broadcast live from Nashville's Bridgestone Arena and be an Aaron on ABC.
Who is it again?
Brad Paisley and Carrie Underwood. They're back. They're back. So this is, I guess, you know, they've been doing this for a while. The pair will exchange barbs about fellow music stars and current events for their 11th year when country music's biggest night returns on November 14th. No performers have been announced yet, but that's the latest.
It seems like there's some kind of country award like every month, doesn't it?
Yeah, there's a lot of them.
I see Mr. Teeth was in town.
Luke Bryan, he's just such a nice guy. He's all smiling. He was in town last night. Luke Bryan, he's such a nice guy. How y'all doing?
He's got the greatest teeth.
Said there were 13,000 fans down there at the CHI Arena.
Social network feud, the social media feud between Kim Kardashian and Tyson Beckford continues. Tyson is the latest. He took to Instagram yesterday and appeared to address Kim Kardashian's suggestion that he's gay.
What'd she say? What was her line?
Her line, he was talking about a photo of Kim Kardashian that was posted. It was taken on her way to go be on Jimmy Kimmel. And he was talking about how like, her body's not for me. It looks fake. And he said he didn't care for it personally. And then she answered, sis, we all know why you don't care for it. And then there was the emoji of tea and the frog and her paint in her nails. And everybody said this was her implying him gay.
Sis. Because she said sis, right? Mm-hmm. That's the slur.
Sis, we all know why you don't care for it. Meaning,
can't call
you just
a
don't
man
like
a
my
sis?
Body.
I call men sissies all the time.
Like, was that well or was it sister?
Oh.
What is it? Sis? Like, girl?
I just say, you gay.
Well, you're on the wrong side of history,
I know,
sir.
I am.
You're an ogre.
I'm trying to get on the other. Here you are, too, for calling me an ogre.
Yes,
how dare
right.
You? What have you
me.
Done? Ogres out there are going to be ogre. Writing in.
Right. Ogres are so hurt right now.
They're ugly. See, now I'm on the wrong side again.
Because everybody just needs to. Can we just relax?
Jeez. So what's happening with the with?
So
the
he's saying no. He's not that he's you know he's not gay. He supports the LGBTQ community. Even though I'm not gay, it's just a human thing to do.
All right.
So those two are still.
What's the
Everybody's a little gay sometimes.
Right. It's Hollywood, man.
I mean, look at this early this morning. I was getting all weird on Scott Frost again.
That's okay.
It's all right. It's like a, not that anything. It's,
isn't that supposed to be the
you have a talent crush.
The woke response when somebody says, "What are you gay?" You're supposed to say,
"Well,
you're supposed to say,
so
yeah, give
that?
Me a kiss, brother.
Yeah, bro.
I'm an ogre. Hey, Molly, is that it?
Yeah, you got to work on your ogre. You got to work on your Kevin Costner.
Yeah,
I definitely got to work on that.
Morning Show. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Please follow me now. Omaha's number one hit music station.
Channel 94.1.